rational numbers. Hi, James Van Engvid. There's a reason why I teach English. Don't understand math. Today, we have a lesson. What possible lesson could we be teaching? Well, negative characteristics. It's a vocabulary lesson, so pay attention. I'm going to teach you how to speak about people. I mean, we're going to have one on positive characteristics, obviously, but sometimes people have a negative way of portraying themselves, and to portray is to show. And today we're going to talk about some of those attitudes you see in people, and we're going to, you know, explain what they are. Number one, I watched a movie years ago. It's called The Devil's Advocate. And at the end of the movie, one of my favorite scenes, Keanu Reeves stars in it, and Al Pacino. And Al Pacino says, "Vanity, my favorite sin." Now, why do we have that there? I'm going to use red because red is the color of the devil. Right? So there, little devil. Feel happy? Okay. He's in our little Ingvid movie here. Vanity. Well, vanity is when you're very proud of your looks or abilities. So let's just say you're born good-looking, like me. No, actually, not like me. But if you're born good-looking and you really are proud of it. Now, your abilities and your looks are genetic gifts, so really you should be proud of your parents. But some people take, because they are good-looking or because they have some good ability or superior ability, another word is talented or gifted, right? Talented means natural talent. Gifted means above or superior to others, okay? Sometimes a lot of people are very proud of these things. So they think they are better than other people. So if you see someone like you and your friend are walking down the street, and they keep looking in every glass mirror that they see, they're probably vain and very proud of their looks. Okay? Vain. Now, if they're very proud of their abilities, they can also be vain. They talk about how good they are at things. Okay? Very proud. The next one, once people get vain, they usually get arrogant. You know, what do you mean by arrogant? Well, a lot of people, especially in English, they will say these words all are basically the same. They are, but they're different, and this is why I want to teach them to you. An arrogant person tends to exaggerate their worth or importance. A lot of times that's based on the fact they're very proud of maybe their looks or their abilities, so they say, because I am good-looking, I am great. You and I both know that's not necessarily true, but in their head they make it bigger. And that's only the first part, right? They exaggerate how important they are or how valuable they are. But the second thing they do is that they make it too much for you. They talk about how good-looking they are and how good-looking they are compared to, well, me. Sorry, that's me twice. I should say that. Maybe I am vain. I don't know. But they will talk about, you know, I am, if they're arrogant, I am the best soccer player ever. Blah, 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 blah. Because I have these abilities. So the arrogance comes usually from an ability or their looks. All right? So we're going to move over. Mr. Devil is going to maybe tickle the worm here. He's not very happy about it. I'm going to skip. Okay? I'm going to skip over this way. And why I skip? Because arrogance and conceited, a lot of times people confuse these words and say they're the same. Well, they're not. And we'll watch carefully. When you're conceited, see, they have the same root. They both come from being vain. When you're vain, you're proud of your looks. Because of that, you usually have a very high opinion of yourself. Right? Because I am good looking, I am great. Now from there, or I am smart, therefore I am great. They usually lead to arrogance. They exaggerate it, they make it even bigger than that. Yeah? They're like, okay, and then because I am great, I must be good at all things. And they think they're better than everybody else. We'll get to the next two words here, right? Right? So this is just having a high opinion of yourself. This is exaggerating it and making others feel badly because of it. Next. Well, if you're arrogant and you're conceited, okay, and you're vain, you're probably going to become a snob. Snob. Interesting word, snob. I'll give you the history after I teach you the word. A snob is a person who could, number one, like a monkey, imitate. Imitate people in a superior position. So if they see a superior person wearing a tie, then they start wearing a tie and going, I am just like them because I wear a tie. If they start wearing, you know, driving Mercedes, they go, I am just like them because I drive a Mercedes. They think by imitation and associating. Now look here. I wrote the word hang, okay? Hang is a common word because it's when common people want to act like they are special or noble. We'll get there in a second, right? So they want to hang with the others. Well, the real people with money would actually say, you want to associate with us, be among us, participate, not hang with us. Okay? So that's my little joke about this, yeah? So they want to imitate or they want to hang, right, with those in a superior position. The second thing about snobs is this. They look down on other people. So here's my little monkey guy. If I'm superior, little monkey man's looking up. I look down on him because you are lower than me, monkey man. You are nothing. They actually look down on you, okay, because they feel that they're superior like Superman, right? You got super looking down. And the third thing, they act superior. Puff their chest out. Puff means make bigger. They walk, you know, I'm super, nothing bad about me. Kind of silly. Yeah, I know. But you know what's really silly? Is a lot of the people who are snobs don't even know what the word means. So I'm going to give you a quick history so you can put them in their place. The word snob really comes from two words. Sans nobilité. It was French. You see, a few hundred years ago, there were only kings and queens, and then poor people or common people, which would be myself. Sans nobilité meant you have no title. I was not a king, prince, queen, or anything. Just a commoner. But what happened was the middle class started making money. Well, let's get the middle class in. They started making money. Ooh, we're rich! Yes, buy houses! Okay, so they started making money. And as they made money, what happened was they got as rich as some kings and princes. Now, the kings and princes were very offended by this. And they would turn around and say, you may have our money, but you do not have our title. You are sans without nobilité, without title. And that's how they said, that's why we will always be kings and queens, and you will always be a commoner. Now, of course, the middle class people felt badly about this. Aww. Okay, they felt bad because they didn't have the title. But the poor people, you see, they were on the bottom looking up going, sans nobilité, it's you think you're better than me. And because they said they didn't understand, the poor people didn't understand it was the rich people looking at the middle class, they actually thought, sans nobilité, or snob, remember, they couldn't say sans nobilité, becomes snob. They said, you think you're better than me, you're a snob. And then we have snob. So now, whenever you see a snob, you can go, do you even know what the word means? Do you? Do you, little man? Do you? No! Right? Sans nobilité. Anyway, now, after we've got this, we're going to come down to here. What do all of these people have in common? Because if you've noticed, I called this an adjective. Adjective. You are a vain, oops, sorry. You are a vain man, Mr. Devil. Don't be so arrogant. You are an arrogant person. You are a conceited woman. Oh, sorry. You are a snobby woman or a snob. You are a snob. Actually, snob, I made a mistake here. A snob is the noun. To be a snob. You are a snob, right? When we have the adjective, right? Snobby. Snobby is the adjective, so snob. And conceited we have, but bragging is what these people do. Usually when these people feel superior to you or above you, within the word super, they tend to brag. They tell you how wonderful they are or how wonderful their things are. Do you see my watch? Yes, it's a hair watch. Yeah, it's got hair on it. It's worth $20 million. I don't think you have one of these. There's only 5 of them made in the world. It takes approximately 40 years to grow one. I'm so wonderful, aren't I? Yeah, this is what they do. They brag. So if you have someone in your life, it's okay to say, hey, I got a new pen. Do you like it? But if I say, it's my Expo from Canada. It's one of a kind, you know, really. And you can't find one of these unless you go to Canada. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, okay, what I'm saying, if they're like that, they're bragging to you. And you just have to figure out which one they are. So it can be a great English guessing game. Are you vain, arrogant, a snob, or conceited? Buzzer number 3, Bob. Okay, anyway, listen. I don't want to be too vain, but I think we do an okay job here. So I'm going to teach you. Next time we do these, I'll show you the opposites, positive, which is being modest. I think we do a good job here, but I think you have done a good job by paying attention and learning these words, learning new adjectives, a new noun, a new verb. Cool? See? That's modest. Take a compliment, push it on, right? So look, I want you to learn some more, okay? And not to be too conceited or anything, you know. I'm kind of proud without being arrogant. But I think this place is a great place to go and learn, right? I'm not bragging. Other people have said it's good. like my mother. And she always tells me the truth. Anyway, listen, have a great day. And please go to James's Way, www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video, .com. I'll see you there, okay? And don't be too proud or arrogant thinking you're going to learn something somewhere else and get a better job. I'm telling you.